With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House lawmakers have voted to subpoena Attorney General Pam Bondi for her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Five Republicans joined Democrats on the House Oversight Committee to support the subpoena, which was proposed by GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina. The action reflects continued frustration among conservatives with the Justice Department's review and release of Epstein documents. In a social media post, Mace wrote, "The American people want answers on the Epstein files, and so do we." Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has issued its first nuclear reactor permit in nearly a decade.
The commission has approved plans by a Bill Gates-backed company to build a sodium-cooled nuclear reactor in western Wyoming. Construction of the reactor is expected to begin within weeks, with completion targeted for 2030. It will be built about 130 miles northeast of Salt Lake City. Gates is the founder and primary investor in TerraPower, the company building the power plant. Gates is eyeing nuclear as the power source for the data centers behind artificial intelligence. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iran is launching more missiles at Israel as attacks in the Middle East commence for a sixth day. Israel announced multiple incoming attacks early Thursday and said it was moving to intercept the missiles. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said it had begun new strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. And Montana Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines has now dropped his bid for re-election to a third term. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the Nasdaq rose 290, the S&P advanced 52. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are on TikTok, correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anglicans face a looming choice about whether their global church family can stay united. Conservative leaders are meeting in Nigeria this week, where they're expected to debate a plan that could loosen or even end ties to the Archbishop of Canterbury. Many within the Global Fellowship of Confessing Anglicans, or GAFCON, oppose liberal shifts that have taken place in Western churches. This is SRN News. Spain's prime minister has defended his government's stance against the Iran war led by the U.S. and Israel. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
In a short statement televised across the country, Spain's Pedro Sanchez said the position of the government can be summed up in four words: no to the war.
La posición del gobierno de España se resume en
Sanchez
cuatro palabras.
Once again criticized the U.S. and Israel's military actions in Iran, standing firm against fresh trade threats from Washington, and warning that the Iran war risked playing Russian roulette with millions of lives. President Donald Trump on Tuesday had threatened to end U.S. trade with Spain because of the country's refusal to allow the U.S. to use joint military bases in the country in its attacks on Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.